This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, kicking off hour number three. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking for most of the show about the municipal bankruptcy that's not exactly a municipal bankruptcy in Puerto Rico. And Chris, you've actually got a story that I forget what it was. I know. I'm just teasing what's coming up. You've got a story about how the L.A. riots 25 years ago wound up changing the face of police work in L.A.
That's what the article talks about.
That hopefully we will get into, but back to the phones, actually to Skype, where we've got Craig. And Craig, thank you for holding over through the news. You called in, mentioned Jimmy Kimmel had sort of gone on a rant about Obamacare and pre-existing conditions. And Chris, I know you wanted to respond about the pre-existing conditions. So, Craig, thank you for holding on.
Now, I to recap a little bit, it seems like a lot of people were very touched by Jimmy Kimmel's monologue where he talked about, you know, why pre-existing conditions have to be covered because, for example, my son was born with a congenital heart issue.
Right.
And first of all, my heart goes out to any parent who has to deal with something like that occurring to a newborn or, you know, anything that involves your children. I'm a parent. That strikes really close to my heart. No pun intended. But to then use that as an example of why you want to push an agenda that you've been pushing rubs me the wrong way. And Jimmy Kimmel's been very much you know, he was very pro-Obama, he was very pro-Hillary, and very pro-Obamacare. So I just, it rubs me the wrong way.
My understanding, and Chris, definitely correct me if I'm wrong here, but my understanding is if a child is born with an illness or a disease of some sort, that is covered when they're born. So, for instance, when my son was born, he was born with pneumonia and an E. coli infection.
Wow.
And that was covered. The insurance covered it because he was born with that.
Sort of the act of being born. It's related to the birth. And I don't know how that works. And I couldn't tell you, Daryl, whether that's the case or not. I can say that Jimmy Kimmel could certainly afford the best care in the world available for his son.
Right. And then you have the things of where somebody doesn't have health insurance, they go out rock climbing, they fall down the mountain, and they break their leg, and then they call on the way to the hospital, they call up an insurance company. Yeah, I'm going to need insurance. Do you have any pre-existing condition? Yeah, I just broke my leg. Oh, okay, well, we've got to cover that.
Right. And the other issue is this is one subject where, you know, people will say charity cannot cover health insurance. But you look at organizations like the Shriners Hospital,
St. Jude's
Hospital. These people are reaching out to families and whenever they can. And I would imagine, you know, if it were a destitute family who went through this at birth and the financial impact would have been immense and dramatic, I'm sure that the hospital itself probably would have said, we have these programs here locally,
right?
Or, you know, this foundation looks for things like that. Or they would say, you might want to contact the Shriners, you might want to contact St. Jude's.
Right, and my understanding
like that,
is
we'll take care of all that for you.
My understanding is that St. Jude, if, you know, you have a child that goes to St. Jude for treatment, St. Jude never sends the family a bill at all because it is all covered through donations and charity. Craig, do you have any more thoughts on this?
Well, yeah. I think a lot of that is a lot of this would not be an issue if it wasn't for what government has done to the cost of our health care.
Absolutely. But
certainly.
I mean, that's something that they never bring up. They always emphasize the coverage, but they never even mention anything about what has happened to the cost of health care.
That is such an important distinction, and I rail on this all the time. And it's that we talk about health care as a subject, but the conversation is about insurance.
Right.
You know what I mean? We talk about healthcare like it's not like the cost of how much it takes to get an X-ray. We talk about, well, the premiums. It's like this is a government mandated middleman in between doctor and patient. And we've had this going on at some level, you know, definitely since the Nixon years to some degree before that. But once we started to mandate that employers of a certain size had to provide health insurance, then it's like, okay, well, employers of all sizes have to provide health insurance, have to offer it. And then it becomes, well, you know, if they don't have it, then you are going to be covered by a government okayed health insurance program.
Right.
And forget all that.
So, you know, the governments definitely regulate that middleman, the insurance companies, but they also regulate the healthcare providers.
In a lot of areas,
so not only do they, you know, limit the number of doctors that are allowed to practice in the entire country,
there's only so many licenses they'll give out.
Right.
If somebody wants to open a hospital in, you know, the middle of nowhere Kentucky that is not currently being served by a hospital, then all of the hospitals in what they consider to be the area get to decide whether or not this new proposed hospital gets what they call a certificate of need of, do we really need a hospital in this town of 1,000 people? We've got 4 hospitals that are 2-hour drives away in any direction. Do we really need a hospital here? And so it's, you know, the other hospitals and the doctors voting on whether or not, you know, to have competition.
Right. And when you insert that middleman, and this is a really important takeaway for those of you who may not understand it, what you're doing is saying that this person is going to provide a guaranteed rate of pay, of compensation to the provider for a given condition. And by any other name, that's just price fixing.
Right.
And now it's going to cause the provider to charge up to and slightly exceed the amount that he's going to get covered because he want to make sure he gets all that he possibly can. So we've completely skewed the price structure. You've removed price sensitivity from the act of getting health care. And when you do that, then people behave irresponsibly. Providers behave irresponsibly, and patients do.
I can give an example of that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know that there was some talk in Massachusetts when I lived there, you know, because everybody has health insurance with the MassHealth, that people on it, instead of going to when their kids would get sick, instead of taking them to the primary care doctor, which is actually cheaper, a lot of families, because the insurance paid for it, would just abuse the privileges and walk right into the emergency room,
right,
which costs, like, you know, 10 times as much, and they'd bring them in there with, like, a little cough that could have waited till the next morning,
right,
or something like that. And it's like, you don't want to tell your people not to bring them to the ER, but at the same time, it's like, people, they don't think because they have no concept of money. They get it for free, the insurance.
In addition to that, there's the thing of if you call the school and say, hey, little Johnny's not coming to school today, he's sick. Oh, well, when he comes in tomorrow, we better have a note from the doctor. But if you call the doctor, hey, little Johnny's sick, well, we can see him in 2.5 weeks.
Right. Yeah, Massachusetts is bad like that. And if you don't give, like, notes and stuff and your kid misses so many days, they'll send, like, DCF out to, like, come, you know, talk to you, make sure you're not neglecting your kid by not sending him to the public institution.
Let's give another example, because, Chris, you touched on, you know, part of this to where, and Heather, you did as well, to where the patients will wind up, you know, sort of abusing the insurance. If car insurance covered stuff the same way that health insurance did, people would go in for oil changes every Friday because, well, I'm not paying for it.
Right, and then complain.
Exactly.
And then complain because their premiums have gone up 5,000%. And then we would have a crisis in driving.
This is a great analogy.
A crisis in auto insurance.
Yeah,
because
wait until you get into a car crash and then call up
State Farm.
It's a pre-existing condition. You've got to cover me.
If you buy a fixer-upper.
Craig, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever noticed how you feel sluggish and tired after a big meal? That's because your body's enzymes are prioritizing the digestion of food. This is why many people take a digestive enzyme supplement. A quality enzyme supplement that contains a full array of enzymes will help digest all three macronutrients, protein, fat, and carbohydrates. This means more energy for you and improved weight management over time. Some nutritional experts even feel a digestive enzyme supplement is more important than a vitamin or mineral supplement. But with Whole Food Multicomplete, you don't have to decide between the two. You can get both because Whole Food Multicomplete includes both vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes in a single product. And not only that, they include five other classes of nutrients for a total of 54 nutrients. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has combined digestive enzymes, vitamins and minerals, probiotics, antioxidants, herbal immune support, and more into a single product. And they're the only one that does a 7-in-1 product, so they're making thousands of people healthier while saving thousands of dollars. Get 30% off with coupon code FTL from your first order. That's basically the cost of the item. And you get free shipping on orders over $60. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Joe calling in from Birmingham. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, the one thing I've always wondered is when you have insurance and you get a bill from the hospital that says we worked out an agreement and we accept this much less. And when I had my operation, they took like a third. They only paid, Blue Cross only paid a third of what the actual bill was. Why do they not work like that with people that do not have insurance? It seems like it's backwards.
Well, they will. And I'm trying to pull up a website that I highly recommend. It's called True Cost of Healthcare, and I'll get the actual URL, but this was done by a doctor a few years back, and this guy's a physician. He's like a family practitioner in California.
Mm-hmm.
More liberal, you know. He's not a libertarian. He's definitely not a conservative, but somebody asked him one time, he was in conversation, he's like, wow, you're a doctor. How much money do you make? And it struck him that he had no idea how much money he made.
I believe you're talking about Dr. David Belk.
There we
MD,
go.
MD, truecostofhealthcare.net.
Thank you. So what he did was he tasked his office staff with making some phone calls and taking on different parts of healthcare and trying to find out exactly what healthcare cost. He figured if he could figure out how much it cost, then he could figure out how much he actually made. And he talked about that very subject, you know, like a hospital stay that, you know, the hospital will tell the insurance company it costs, you know, $23,000 a night or whatever it happens to be. And then he found out that they would negotiate that down to, you know, less than $2,000 in some instances.
Right.
For people that didn't have insurance. So it's probably a little dated by now. It's a couple years old, but he does talk a lot about, you know, sometimes prescription drugs was a great example he used was don't buy your insurance company's prescription drug plan. Don't pay extra for that. Instead, when you have a prescription, get your doctor to write the prescription for something that's in the same family
right.
and is available in a generic, and then go to Costco and buy a 90-day supply for less than you would have paid, you know, with your copay.
Or even if you go to Target or CVS, a lot of times these pharmacies will have some sort of
sure
plan to where we'll give you generics for, you know, like I've seen some as low as $4 for the prescription.
Oh, yeah. And Walmart made big waves when they came out with that, you know, their $4 prescription list. But that's the thing. People, hospitals and healthcare providers will do that. They absolutely will, but
you have to ask.
You have to ask.
There are times they might say, fill out this stack of forms.
Sure.
And
Or they may threaten you, you know, and that's what it is, because they want people with insurance, because insurance is going to just pay. If something is, If on the sheet it says this is how much it pays, then they're going to get it every single time.
And then there's also the thing to where the insurance company will dispute with a doctor whether or not a certain procedure was actually needed. And so then you wind up having doctors that do basically what I call the spaghetti poo theory of doctoring, which is very similar to the spaghetti poo theory of lawyering, to where you just, you know, throw as much stuff at the insurance company and see what sticks. So you know that you only need two procedures. Well, we're going to do five because I'm not sure which ones they're actually going to cover.
Right.
And I know they're going to reject something, but, you know, let's just throw several at the insurance company and see what they wind up paying.
Yeah. But to the caller, I would highly recommend you go to truecostofhealthcare.net and check out his videos. It's good stuff.
The next question, in that respect, do they take and use that as a loss when they take less money? Is that a bookkeeping gimmick?
Probably.
I don't know. That's something that you would need to wind up asking a doctor on, but they might wind up doing that. I know that, you know, a lot of companies, and Chris, you run a small business, you probably wind up somehow incorporating into your budgeting the fact that some of your product is going to either go bad or go missing.
Yeah, we have to.
So it would not surprise me if doctors somehow calculate, you know, these losses into their projected budgets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it also might make it, you know, if they're smaller-time doctors, it might be more beneficial because it could put them in a lower tax bracket.
Yeah, well, there's that. Plus, there are all the 88,000 pages of IRS rules where you can find a loophole for whatever you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Yeah,
by claiming business losses and so on and so on. But what it's interesting is in this entire conversation about healthcare, we haven't really talked about healthcare. We keep talking about insurance.
Correct.
We talk about money flowing back and forth. We don't really talk about, well, did the patient get better? Was he able to get healthcare at a reasonable price? But we can't anymore because of government.
Right. Yeah, and it's one of those things where, you know, what's the statement about he who controls the debate controls, or something along those lines?
Close enough for me.
Joe, any final thoughts?
That's it. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
And what were you going to say, Heather?
I was just kind of curious when the last time you guys have been to a doctor was.
Me?
Yeah.
About a year ago when I came back from New York City and was severely dehydrated and was in the LRN bathroom for about 14 hours.
Last time for me, I went to a doc in the box because I had taken a nasty ice fall. Black ice matters here in New Hampshire.
So how long ago was that?
A little over about a year, year and a half, 2 years, something like that.
And what about you, Miss Heather?
Oh God, mine was like a year and a half ago, and it was just me like Googling my symptoms and freaking out and going, and it was nothing.
Yep, WebMD. WebMD will either make you think nothing is wrong or you've got 700 different types of cancer.
Other than that, I haven't been sick really, other than like this occasional cold for a really long time.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. Plus, how did policing in LA change 25 years ago?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, let's get into this story about the Los Angeles Police Department and how everything changed 25 years ago. And now for the young people in the audience and in the studio, what happened 25 years ago in Los Angeles?
We had the L.A. riots.
And, you know,
what were they rioting over?
Yes.
Really, I was only like two when that happened.
Yeah. So it started off with the Rodney King.
Yep. Rodney King was a guy who had gotten pulled over by police for something, and, well, he just didn't stay down, so the cops had to keep hitting him with their batons and yelling, "Quit resisting."
Yep. And what was kind of a big deal at the time, in 1992, not everybody was running around with, you know, phones on their, or cameras on their phone.
Yeah.
But
because
this particular
didn't have cell phone. If you had a telephone, it was a landline. If you had a camera, it was, you know, like one of these big, giant, bulky things.
But
and
how
it cost a couple $1,000s.
However it worked out, there was a stop of a gentleman named Rodney King who, you know, police felt that he wasn't being as cooperative as he should have been, or, Yeah, there were allegations that he was intoxicated and things like that, but they gave him a pretty good beatdown, and it got caught on videotape. And then that tape became publicized, and it was a big deal in Los Angeles, accusations of police brutality and things like that. So
I can imagine if the whole town was kind of like in that whole childhood, police are always the good guys, you know, mindset, and then all of a sudden something like that comes out. It can be kind of like...
It was kind of a big
shock. Jaw-dropping.
It was, and... But everybody saw it, and it looked pretty obvious that the police probably went further than they should have gone.
Right, so, and it was very divisive of the people that said, well, he kept trying to get up, so you know he deserved to be hit with those batons.
And this is a derogatory term, but I can't stand bootlickers. Like, I'm sorry, but police are people, and there are good people, and there are bad people. And sometimes bad people happen to work in the profession of law enforcement. So to sit there and justify every single cop out there and assume that they do no wrong is just, like, you're a bootlicker.
Fair enough.
Sorry,
I don't argue. I believe that everybody...
I see it all the time online. Like, there'll be a video of, like a cop curb-stomping somebody, and there'll be some jerk in the comments that's like, oh, well, he shouldn't have been resisting. And I'm like, dude.
Or
like,
there's the people that say, well, you don't know what happened before they turned on the video camera.
Yeah, and you're going to get all that. Now, I believe that there are always, I mean, there's always two sides of every story.
Yeah, yes. I'm the same
and
way.
And I believe that we need to pursue the truth. But that doesn't mean that one side just automatically gets a pass, whether it's, you know, Black Lives Matter protester or it's the cop.
Right.
Let's do our research. But back to Rodney King.
Yeah.
Rodney King gets a massive beatdown at the hands of Los Angeles Police Department personnel. It's a racial issue because Rodney King is black and the officers, I believe, were all white. But there may have been some others. But the long and the short of it is then charges are brought against these officers. That was excessive use of force, or you violated, you know, LAPD.
They get put on a paid vacation?
Well, here's what happens. They actually go to court.
Okay.
And they get charged.
Okay.
And every single one of them was found innocent.
What? Yes.
Every single one of them was
found. I mean, were they innocent, though? I never saw the video.
You know, I wasn't there, so I'm not even going to speculate. But the long and the short of it is the town was so divided along racial lines, and along sort of the, you know, class lines and everything else, that when that happened, when those officers were found innocent, L.A. erupted. L.A. burned.
No, it's kind of like the devil's advocate.
There were riots.
Like, even though, you know, we're kind of breeding cops to be like this in a sense, like at least in today's day and age where we're giving them all these, like, high-powered assault weapons and stuff, and we're creating this, like, combat mentality that, like, they're going to be walking around the streets, right, of our own communities with these military-style weapons. They're going to be in a military mindset. They're going to be in combat mode, so they're going to be combative when they interact with people. And, you know, like, every little, like, flinch or resist or whatever they treat as, like, a hostile environment as opposed to just, you know...
In some cases, the other thing we have is a war on drugs, and the war on drugs says that there is one side, the good guys, and that's the police, and the other side.
Well, it's got the war in the name, so there's good guys and bad guys.
Right, but the potential bad guys, because you can't always tell who's on drugs, basically means every citizen until they've proven themselves innocent. It's just insanity.
Well, you could be Eric Garner, the one in New York?
Well, Freddie Gray was the guy in Baltimore that was given the nickel ride.
I meant to say his neck broke.
Eric Garner was selling cigarettes and got choked to death.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Is like they're choking this guy, father of six, out for selling loose cigarettes. Like, this guy's dead for literally selling a loose cigarette. You know how many times I did that? As a teenager outside the mall?
I don't know if I'd say that on national radio. You might get visited. It's insane.
Let's jump into this article here.
So this comes to us from Emergency Management Magazine. Young LAPD cops work in departments shaped by 1992 riots they barely remember. A quarter century later, many young LAPD officers have a child's memories of the riots or no memories at all. Yet they work in a department profoundly shaped by its missteps during that time. And I'm not endorsing their position, but this is, again, what the article is saying. Officer Nancy Rodriguez is far too young to have been on duty during the 1992 Los Angeles riots. Her most vivid memories of that time is of a pink party dress. She was 4 years old. She had recently worn the dress to her birthday party. It was at a dry cleaner near her home in South Los Angeles, and she never saw it again. Rioters set the business on fire. Her parents kept her indoors, and she did not learn the extent of the devastation until years later. Quote, I couldn't believe I was very close to everything that happened. I really didn't realize how crazy it was, said Rodriguez, 29, shortly before going on patrol last week in L.A. Police Department's Olympic Division, which includes most of Koreatown. A quarter century after Los Angeles descended into chaos, many young LAPD officers have a child's memory of the riots or no memories at all. I'm not repeating it. They are. Yet these officers work in a department profoundly shaped by its missteps during that time. In 1992, the senior LAPD commanders of today were just starting to climb the leadership ladder, not high-ranking enough to make big decisions, but experienced enough to be appalled by the department's inaction. While the city went up in flames and looters ransacked stores, more than 60 people lost their lives over 5 days starting on April 29th. At the time, young officers were trained in old-school, big, bad cop ways, chokeholds, hog tying, arbitrary pat-downs, a wartime mentality.
And well, I would say that not a lot has really changed.
Yeah. Again, look at
YouTube. Other than now, there's more of it being caught on cell phone video.
Yes.
And, well, I would say that there's more police going to court over, you know, violations of civil rights, but that would be a misstatement.
More might be going to court, but more are probably not being found guilty.
Well, based on the numbers that I've seen, very few of them ever come out of the indictment phase, which means they're not really going to court.
That's a good point. The LAPD is undergoing a generational shift. Fewer rank-and-file officers remember the riots, and fewer have ever policed the old way. 40-year-old police officer would have been 15 in 1992. Even some of today's station captains had not yet joined or were barely out of training. A department that was 59% white in 1992 now roughly mirrors the city it serves. Nearly half of LAPD officers are Latino, 10% are black, and 9% are Asian American. The lesson of history guide the way many things at the LAPD are done, even if the youngsters do not know the ins and outs of that history. Use your mouth before your fists. Batons should be used sparingly. When possible, be friend, not foe. Do not let a street protest get out of hand. Make arrests before it gets to that point. And there's a little bit more.
And, you know, a couple of these things I definitely agree with. You know, don't use your fist before you use your mouth. Rarely use your baton. And, yeah, police should be friendly. I remember being told that, you know, if you wind up getting lost, go find a cop. They're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. And we're going to get back into, hopefully back into the story about the riots of 1992 in L.A., basically reshaping the way cops in L.A. do their jobs. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can help Free Talk Live by doing things that you were going to do anyway. And that is shopping online. Just start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. And from there, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Newegg, you can go to Walmart. There are other links there at shop.freetalklive.com.
Can you go to Local Goods? Can you go there?
That would be the store that Chris runs that, no, they are not an affiliate on shop.freetalklive.com. But when you shop through Amazon or Newegg or any of the other affiliates there at shop.freetalklive.com, then they send a little bit of money to Free Talk Live, basically a finder's fee. And you can bookmark the links, and then you don't have to keep going back to shop.freetalklive.com. Just use the bookmark that you've saved from shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Travis calling in from Peoria, Illinois. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys had heard anything about the mass roundup of gays in Chechnya, and they're being imprisoned and tortured.
Yeah, this is a new one to me, so please continue.
I'm kind of curious, how do they determine if someone's gay or not?
According to Human Rights Watch, They've rounded up dozens of men on suspicion of being gay and torturing and humiliating the victims. Some of the men have been forcibly disappeared, and at least three people have died. And The Guardian has reported that an escapee is saying that they keep 30 to 40 people detained in one room and beating and torturing them with electricity.
Oh, wow. So I just pulled something up from the UK Independent from actually about a month ago. Headline, Chechen authorities round up more than 100 gay men. Three people have reportedly been killed. So I hate to say this is actually the first time I've heard of this.
Yeah, yesterday was the first I had heard of it. And it shocked me that you guys hadn't heard of it. So I figured I'd pipe in and see what you guys have to say.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody should be rounded up for, you know, whether you want to call it a lifestyle choice or, you know, a personal practice. You know, anything that is not causing unjust harm to another person should not be an arrestable, jailable offense.
I'll call it the epitome of the victimless crime.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If whatever you're doing in the privacy of your own bedroom, whether it's between man, woman, 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 man, man, just it doesn't, or any other, however you
as long as there's no unjust harm.
Right. As long as everybody is willing.
Right.
I'm sorry. Who cares?
What's the term? Safe, sane, consensual.
The LGBT network is attempting to evacuate people from Chechnya. And there's a Canadian company that is also helping taking funds for that.
Well, that's good.
That's great.
Yeah, and they should. I've had some issues with the LGBT community, and it's more. I don't support groups that say because I've been oppressed in the past, now you owe me more rights in the future. Right. You know what I mean? People are people.
I completely agree with you. I've had the same problems. But.
Yeah. But in this example, this has nothing to do with that. This is just people being decent people.
This is
trying to
protecting people's rights, period.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you an example of something from the LGBTQ, whatever it is, community. They posted some ad recently looking for somebody to work on a nonprofit that's trying to get like solitary confinement like abolished in the state of Massachusetts. But they put in the advertisement that they were looking for somebody that they encouraged gay people, black people, and women to apply for the position, which I thought was kind of like, if your goal is the solitary confinement, then wouldn't you want the most qualified person who cares about like all of those little?
You would, but unfortunately, there's the EEOC compliance to where some government bureaucrat somewhere says, "Well, you didn't interview enough people that meet these various demographics." So you have to encourage people that meet certain demographics to apply, even if they might not otherwise be interested in the job. So the reason that companies wind up putting that in ads is because of government.
Right.
Travis,
well,
any final thoughts here?
Because when some companies look for a spokesperson that is accepted by more people, and that could be a marketing reason for doing it too.
Sure. Yeah. And I get that completely, but when, you know, government comes out in, you know, the Civil Rights Act, and God forbid you say anything bad about that, or other pieces of legislation that basically impose quotas on companies to say, forget about the best person for the job. If you don't hire, you know, a certain percentage of this type of person or this person with this color skin, then there's a good chance you may be looked at or sued
or
taken to court.
If your workforce doesn't adequately represent the community of which you serve.
Right, whatever that means.
Yeah.
You know? And that's so arbitrary. More to the point, and back to your point, this is a horrible thing.
I just think it needs to be talked about a little bit more so people are more aware for the ability for people to help.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. Travis, thank you for the call. And, yeah, this is something that I'm definitely going to do some digging into. Let's get back, Chris, here in the closing moments, get back into the article that you had from the Emergency Management Magazine about the way the L.A. riots 25 years ago wound up shaping the way that police do their job.
Yeah, and they were basically implying that, older police methods, you know, pre-riot were kind of heavy-handed, and
I think
now they've come to a kinder, gentler
less heavy-handed. I don't think we could call it kinder and gentler, but less heavy-handed, but no. With different toys.
I'm saying this article absolutely does imply that. Go ahead.
Left off that they went to a trial, but they were found. Did they go to trial and then get found not guilty?
Yes.
That's how it works. By a jury?
Yes.
By a jury?
Yes. And that's why there was the riot, and a lot of the city was on fire. I remember watching this. I was like 14 at the time, and yeah, I remember watching this. And then there was the video. I forget if it was a news camera that caught this, where the guy in the 18-wheeler got drug out of the truck.
What was his name?
And hit in the face with a brick.
Right.
And then Rodney King went on TV and said, "Can't we all just get along?"
Right.
And he was mocked and ridiculed for saying that.
Because it was a white gentleman who got pulled out of the vehicle in, you know, during these riots. And It was really crazy, and the article continues. The LAPD has been involved in several controversial fatal shootings in recent years, and its critics still complain of heavy-handed tactics. But it's a far different department from what it was 25 years ago. Quote, "They learn from the people that have learned from 1992, unquote, LAPD Chief Charlie Beck said of young officers. A change in culture doesn't necessarily mean that the newest recipients of that change in culture understand how it got to where it is. They just know the change in culture." In an interview in his office last week, Beck directed an aide to retrieve a 700-page tome, Lou Cannon's Official Negligence, which the chief termed the definitive book about the riots. The book and others about the riots are required reading for officers in line for promotion. All commanding officers have the books, Beck said. The riots are not part of the official curriculum for the LAPD Academy or other officer training, but instructors sometimes mention them to illustrate the stark contrast with current policing methods and to emphasize the importance of building community ties. In October 1992, a special panel found that the LAPD's response to the riots was, quote, "marked by uncertainty, some confusion, and an almost total lack of coordination," unquote.
And the link to this will be posted on the Facebook and the Twitter. And I want to make sure that I mention during this show that earlier today we found out that a good friend of the show, Lee Wright, passed away. So please keep your thoughts and your prayers with his family. This has been Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.